If you didn't catch VSiN last week, here's some of what you missed.
It's not Matt Nagy's fault that Trubisky stinks. It's not his fault. He's been managing this kid. He's done everything in his power to protect the kid. It would be like blaming Brett Brown because Markelle's Fultz can't shoot. Like, that's not Brett Brown's fault, Markelle. That was Brian Colangelo's fault for picking him. Like, this is Ryan Pace's fault for picking Trubisky. Quit trying to make Trubisky into a player and blaming Nagy. Stop it. Nagy's doing everything in his power to make this kid a player. He can't. He's hiding him. He's keeping him out of the game. That's why the Sharps know it. They see this as an absolute underplay. And so we got to stop busting on poor Matt Nagy. He's sitting in there. He doesn't have any hair on his head to begin with, and he's pulling it out with this guy.
Yeah, this New England-Miami thing's something. It's a New England, New England-Miami thing. How about what we're looking at just, and I forgot about it, I didn't think about it, but I heard Jeff on another show discuss this. It's an avalanche of first quarter money now. Because wait a second, maybe I don't want to lay 20. Maybe I don't want to lay 17. Maybe I can lay, you're looking at 6, 6.5 in a first quarter now.
Yeah, that's a tough number to cover if they don't get the ball first.
Yeah.
You know, like we used to see this thing where sharp guys would check on Twitter to see who was getting the coin toss. And if the underdog was getting the coin toss, they would take like plus a half, plus 1.5 on that team that got the ball first. Because you don't care if the first quarter runs out. So like you're not pushing to make a score at the end of the first quarter like you are at the end of the half. So it was a real advantage to whoever had the ball first. It'd be tough to cover -6.5 if the other team got the ball first. But people don't want to lay 22.5, 23. They want to lay what they think is a shorter number. So Jeff's right. You're seeing first quarter and first half bets as an option.
Okay, so if they both cover this week, though, Dallas and New England, is it an absolute nightmare? Or are people, like you said, are they actually staying away from the game?
We did okay on Sunday because we got the Lions to cover that game against the Chargers. That really bailed us out on Sunday morning. We lost big on Dallas and on New England, and we're going to lose big if they cover again this week. I looked at the ticket counts yesterday. They're already pretty one-sided. But they're not like those decisions won't be as big as the Rams on Sunday night, as the Bears on Monday night, maybe even Kansas City and Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The public would rather lay 6.5 points than lay 23 points. And I don't think those decisions are going to be as big as those games are.